Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.
All right, now we're joined by Troy Rank of the Denver Post, following the Denver Broncos making the selection of Oregon Ducks quarterback Bo Nix. Troy, thanks for taking the time for us, man.
Yeah, no problem. Thanks for having me on.
Hey, anytime. You just wrapped up with Bo, right?
Yeah. He finished his introductory press conference, and then I had a little bit of time with his family just now to talk to him.
What's been your impression of Bo right out of the gate?
Well, he's polished. I mean, I was just talking to a member of the Broncos PR staff said that might have been the most impressive press conference from a first-round draft choice they've seen in the last 20 years. I mean, he's smart. He's polished. He gets it in terms of if you would have told me he was a 2 or 3 year starter in the NFL based on that press conference, I would have believed it. He also showed an edge to him, you know, his competitiveness. I think he's going to fit in well here. I mean, unfortunately here, he walks into a situation where they've had 13 starting quarterbacks since Peyton Manning.
Oof.
And only two have had a winning record, Trevor Siemian at 13-11 and Brett Rypien at 2-1. And they just paid basically Russell Wilson $124 million for 11 wins. So he's walking into a baptism by blowtorch if he's the starter. But I will say his experience, 61 starts, I don't know if we'll ever see that again in FBS, and dealing with the adversity of Auburn, at least puts him in a position to succeed here, where there were, like when Paxton Lynch came here, I mean, I immediately thought, like, this guy's got no chance. He just doesn't get it. He doesn't understand the pressure. Because being the Broncos quarterback is the most visible position in the state. With all due respect to Nikola Jokic and the Avalanche, the Broncos are the state religion, even when they're bad, and they've been really bad for the last 8 years.
You know, as we heard from Sean Payton last night, and really throughout the entire draft process, there was a lot of steam kind of building towards Sean Payton, the Denver Broncos, and Bo Nix. And he was gushing over Bo last night. What is your initial thought of Bo Nix, the fit in Denver, and the fan base's reaction to him being a Denver Bronco?
Well, regarding the fit, when they had the 12th pick, it was always going to be tricky because they really don't have the assets to move up after trading 3 firsts and 3 seconds for Russell Wilson and Sean Payton. So to move up again for a quarterback was always going to be tricky. But I thought all along that Nix was a fit. It's just, is he a fit at 12?
Yeah.
I like Nix, but most people say he was probably the 25th to 45th best player in the draft. And so at 12, it's a little rich. But once Michael Penix goes at 8, they couldn't wait anymore. But when you ask about the fit, when you see Bo Nix talk today about processing information, and I joked that, like, with Peyton, he wants his quarterbacks to have the hardware and the software, and he wants a guy that's going to run his offense. 1, 2, 3, get the ball out. Run the route tree. Run the plays we called. We're going to put you in position to succeed and give you autonomy, but don't take sacks. Don't play behind the sticks. So there's so much about what Bo Nix did, especially his last 2 years at Oregon, where you could see why Sean Payton fell in love with him. He doesn't take sacks. He barely throws any interceptions. He's a coach on the field. These are all the characteristics he had with Drew Brees. And I'm not comparing Bo to Drew Brees. That's not fair to him. But you can see some of the characteristics to why Sean Payton was attracted to him and gravitated to him. I was told by people I trust, they had him as their third quarterback on their board behind it was Caleb Williams, Jaden Daniels, and Bo Nix. So they feel really good about getting him at 12. As for what he's walking into here and the pressure, it's real. You know, in Broncos country, they are happy they took they've tried everything in the last 8 years except basically a high first-round choice. Paxton Lynch was 26. You have to remember that. This is really the last card to play. They've tried, you know, retread veteran from Keenum to Flacco. They tried the savior in Russell Wilson. They tried the seventh-round pick in Trevor Siemian. They've tried everything. And none of it has worked. It's just disappointing across the board. I mean, there's times they've made looking passing a kidney stone easier than passing the football. That wasn't necessarily the case. Last year, they were better, but they've just been so bad offensively since Peyton Manning retired. So what yesterday represented to most fans I've talked to and interacted with on social media is hope and trust. You hope Nix is the guy, and you have to trust that Sean Payton can make him the guy. That's why they're paying Peyton $18 million a year. He's a quarterback whisperer. Well, this is his guy. And whether you think he got drafted too high or not, you got at some point trust Sean Payton and his vision for him. So there's a lot of hope and trust going on right now here in Denver.
Alongside that hope and trust and that vision, they've got the quarterback, but he's not exactly stepping into a team that has surrounded him with weapons. This isn't what the Bears have kind of done with Caleb Williams or Penix, as weird as that situation is kind of going into a situation, at least in Atlanta, where there's a lot around him. How confident are the Broncos and those around the building that they can keep kind of Bo afloat in his rookie year and not make it one of those situations? And they're not as bereft as the Carolina Panthers were with Bryce Young, but they don't necessarily have the same kind of situation that C.J. Stroud stepped into last year, where the path isn't going to be quite as easy for him.
They lack weapons. There's no way around that. And it's unclear whether Cortland Sutton's going to be here. He wants a new contract. He was their best receiver. He had 10 touchdowns, but he only had 772 yards. Marvin Mims is an intriguing player with Jerry Jeudy gone. He's going to have a bigger role. So he is a weapon similar to kind of Franklin was for him at Oregon. So that's a key. They need one of their tight ends between Lucas Kroll and Greg Dulcich to be functional, and they might have to even go draft one here. I would expect they're going to get a running back to compete with Javonte Williams. But you ask, how would they keep him afloat? It's simple that they like their offensive line way more than people do externally because they believe a lot of the sacks were on Russell Wilson. And they ran the ball pretty well. They just weren't as consistent with it the second half of the season as they wanted to be. But that's how they're going to protect Bo Nix, if we're just being honest. Yeah. They are going to run the ball more, run it better, put him in position to succeed on second and six, third and four, not asking him to play hero ball third and 12. I mean, that's what got him into trouble at Auburn, trying to make plays that aren't there. And so he lacks weapons. That's 100% true. And that context matters. But with Peyton, the way it's been, if you watch and listen to Sean, he's going to try to have a team that runs the football, plays good defense, and has a quarterback that is smart and takes care of it. And the key with Nix will then be, can he balance taking care of the ball and taking chances? Because in the NFL, you consistently have to win on third down. It's not college where guys are running around open and it's 52-7 in the third quarter. You have to make those plays, and they loved what they saw from him on those dig routes, on those third downs, on they banged Bo for all he did was throw screen passes and stick and pick. Well, if you watch the film, it was clearly more than that, and Peyton believes that. So how do they set him up for success? Frankly, it's run the heck out of the football and play good defense as he transitions into the role. And then at some point, you've got to give him better weapons. And I think you will see that over the next 2 years.
Yeah, we were talking about that just a little bit ago about how, you know, in college, you know, those quick processing, those 1-2-3 reads that Bo is so good at, the next evolution is going to be in the NFL. a guy who you think is covered in college, that's considered open in the NFL. And can that processing still be as quick? But, you know, with the weapons that hopefully maybe they can get one or two more throughout the course of the next couple of days, maybe that helps him out. As the quarterback room stands, though, Zach Wilson, they traded for him earlier this week. What does that quarterback room look like now that Nicks is the guy at 12? And is Bo being handed the keys to the car right now from day one?
No, he will never get that with Sean Payton. Sean Payton is Bill Parcells' protege. He's going to make him earn it. Obviously, in an ideal world, you know, he's starting week one. But, you know, would I be shocked if it was the end of the first month? No, because they're in a transition here right now where they won't use the word rebuilding. The Broncos never have, but they really are. It's why they moved on from – well, that wasn't the only reason they moved on from Russell, but it was part of it. And Justin Simmons and Josie Jewell and Lloyd Cushenberry, they made really no splashes in free agency this year. They want to get back to drafting and developing. So this is really a transition year. So they don't have to rush him out there. But if he's ready, if for me, again, if it's even between he and Zach Wilson, you start Bo Nix. Like, it's very simple. If it's any discussion where they're even, you play the young kid as long as he's mentally ready. You don't want to put him out there, especially here in Broncos country, and have him go 0-3 his first three starts with seven picks and one touchdown. You don't want to do that to him. But how do I see this room developing? Between Zach Wilson and Jared Stidham, one of those two is not going to be on the team during the regular season. One of them is going to get cut at the end of camp. I mean, if you look at the money, it doesn't help Stidham because he's got $5 million guaranteed, where Zach Wilson's 2.7. So would I be shocked if it's Bo starting, Zach Wilson backup, and then Ben DiNucci practice squad? No, I would not. But, I mean, there's a world, too, where Stidham just outplays Zach Wilson in training camp, and he wins the job, and they eat the $2.7 million on Zach Wilson. So I just – when people say he's going to start – Sean Payton's never going to say that. I asked him that specifically last night, and he's like, hey, they're all going to compete. We'll see how it's going to shake out. And he's right about that. Payton's not going to ever declare he's the starter. I just know he loves so much about him. Payton's legacy's on the line in terms of the Hall of Fame. If this works out, and 2 years from now the Broncos make a deep run in the playoffs, or if they get to a Super Bowl within the 5 years of Payton's contract, his chances of going to the Hall of Fame increase dramatically. So he is very motivated for this to work for Bo Nix. But that said, he's an old school guy. He's not going to hand him anything. And Bo wouldn't want that. You guys know him better than I do. This guy competes. He's all about competition, winning stuff. So if he plays, you're going to know he's ready. And they're not going to just throw him out there because he was their 12th pick overall. It's going to be because they think he gives them the best chance to win.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. T-Mobile.com.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.
When you take a look at this Broncos team, they're clearly in a transition period. There was discussion about them being willing to include like a Patrick Surtain to move up. when you look at the rest of this draft, it's not just the offense that needs some help. They need to focus on the defense, too. Which way do you think the Broncos kind of go throughout the rest of the draft? And are they done making any kind of big swings over the next couple weeks?
Yeah, they just don't have a lot of draft capital to make big swings here. Their next pick is 76. They don't have a second-round pick. Again, they gave up six picks, three ones and three twos, to acquire Russell Wilson and Sean Payton. So they're not in a great position to take a big swing today unless you want to give up like a number two next year, which I don't know that they would. But keep an eye on running back, tight end. They need defensive line help, obviously, and they could pick up another corner. But they just signed Levi Wallace. But they really need another, and I wouldn't be shocked if they got a tackle too, because this could be Garrett Bowles' last year here. But in terms of weapons, tight end, receiver, running back, of those three, I would expect two of those to be addressed in the next few rounds, because they've got to add to the room. They're just not good enough. They've got guys you like, but they don't have enough playmakers. And I would expect you're going to see two to three skill players added over the next 2 days.
Well, hey, man, I appreciate you taking some time for us. Hopefully, personally, I'm a Raiders fan, so I wish nothing but terrible, terrible things on the Broncos endlessly. But I hope things go well for Nick's, because he's been fantastic for here in Oregon, and that you guys get to have the experience that all the Oregon fans got to have with him here, because he was absolutely awesome. And it sounds like his initial press conference went out great with you guys. Troy, thanks for taking some time for us, and we'll check in later with you, see how Nick's is doing.
You got it. Thank you for having me on. See
you. No problem. Troy Rank of the Denver Post on Bo Nix going to the Denver Broncos.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.